according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea during the reign of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply troubled, and with him all Jerusalem. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go, search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house saw the child and his mother Mary. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their coffers and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route." The Gospel of the Lord. Epiphany means a manifestation of God's presence among us. And the church should be an epiphany. But the question that so many parents are troubled with today is, why are your children, good, moral, ethical people, not participating in the life of the church? I'm not sure I have the answers any better than you, but two quick thoughts. In the old baptismal rite, there was a blessing for the mother and the child. In the new baptismal rite, there's a blessing for the mother, the father, and the child. And I find the blessing for the father particularly poignant. It says, "I bless the father of this child. You and your wife will be the first teachers of your child in the ways of faith. May you be also the best of teacher, bearing witness to the faith, not so much by what you say, but by what you do." Secondly, Bishop Persico and about 10 priests were here for dinner on New Year's. And in the course of conversation at table, it became obvious that we have more weddings here at St. Patrick's than any other parish in the diocese. And of course, who wouldn't want to be married in this magnificent room? I do everything humanly possible to welcome those young people, because many of them are not actively participating in the life of the church. We used to charge $700 for non-parishioners to use the church for a wedding. And I asked the finance council to do away with that fee. I said, "It seems to me that every time young people approach the church, we put up roadblocks and obstacles, starting with confirmation, when they get married, when they want to have a baby baptized." And I said, "Let's do away with all of that. And instead, I will ask them if they might consider volunteering to help us with our Irish festival each year." And slowly, they're beginning to do that. Do I then see the couples at Mass the Sunday after their marriage? No, some of them, but not the majority of them. But I'll tell you what does happen. A year or two later, they're ringing the rectory doorbell and they're saying, "Father, look what we have. Will you baptize her?" And then I begin to see them at church. Look around at all the young couples and babies here. Look around at all those little children who went with Sister. Sister told me before Mass this morning, "I have a nice little program for the children today, so make the homily longer than four sentences." But I think what we need to do with our children is not preach to them, but let them see us living the faith and do everything humanly possible to welcome them. Amen.